This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. government is launching what it calls a conflict observatory to document war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine perpetuated by Russian forces. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says documentation compiled by the conflict observatory will provide evidence for war crimes trials.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
The State Department is collaborating with outside entities for the project, including a geographic information systems company, Yale University's Humanitarian Research Lab, and the Smithsonian Cultural Rescue Initiative. The U.S. government is also contributing commercial satellite imagery. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. authorities stopped migrants more than 234,000 times in April, one of the highest marks in decades, as the Biden administration prepares to lift pandemic-era restrictions on claiming asylum. The April total, disclosed in a court filing Monday, is 6% higher than the measure in March. It would have been lower without more than 23,000 people, many of them Ukrainian refugees, admitted on humanitarian parole who went through a San Diego border crossing. The number of Ukrainians has dropped sharply since April 25th when the administration began directing those fleeing Russia's invasion to U.S. airports from Europe instead of through Mexico. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling on allies to boost their economic support for Ukraine, saying the support pledged so far will not be enough to meet the country's basic needs. In comments prepared for the Brussels Economic Forum, Yellen said, while Ukraine will eventually need massive support, for now it needs budget funding to pay soldiers, employees, and pensioners, as well as to operate an economy that meets its citizens' basic needs. Yellen adds that Ukraine's financing needs are significant, while crediting the bravery and ingenuity of the country's officials to keep its economy going. Help could come as soon as Wednesday, with the European Union expected to propose a set of loans that would help Ukraine both with short-term financing and its rebuilding effort in the long term. Primary elections in key U.S. states Tuesday are testing the political clout of former U.S. President Donald Trump over Republican Party politics, as several of Trump's preferred candidates compete with Republican opponents. Five states are holding Republican and Democratic primaries, but political analysts are paying close attention to two states, Pennsylvania and North Carolina. In one key race in Pennsylvania, Trump has endorsed celebrity television Dr. Mehmet Oz to be the state's party's Senate candidate in the November election for a seat left open by the impending retirement of Republican Senator Pat Toomey. Oz, who holds dual Turkish and American citizenship, would be the first Muslim U.S. senator. Trump has endorsed a conservative firebrand, Congressman Madison Cawthorn, for renomination to a seat in the House of Representatives from a western North Carolina district. Cawthorn is facing seven Republican opponents who have attacked his 17-month tenure in office. He's been mired in a string of accusations, such as carrying a loaded gun into an airport check-in line, driving without a valid driver's license, and alleging without evidence he'd been invited to drug-infused sex orgies in Washington. Spain's leftist government Tuesday approved a draft bill widening abortion rights for teenagers. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The measures are part of a legislative package to be sent to the Spanish Parliament for debate. The package includes an extension of abortion rights, eliminating the requirement for 16 and 17-year-olds to obtain parental consent before terminating a pregnancy. A Spanish government spokeswoman, Isabel Rodriguez, said the proposals represented a new step forward for women, a new step forward for democracy. The Spanish proposal comes just as the U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to reverse the U.S. constitutional right to abortion that has stood in place for nearly 50 years. The draft bill also proposes giving workers who are experiencing menstrual period pain as much time off as they need, with the state social security system, not employers, paying for the sick leave. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.